Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, with each passing day, the boundary between Hong Kong and the rest of China fades faster. That's how the New York Times summarized the situation in the former British territory a year after Beijing imposed a national security law, which caused many pro-democracy advocates in the territory to flee. One of those is Hong Kong's youngest ever elected legislator and former leader of the non-violent umbrella movement, Nathan Law, who joins me now on the line. Nathan, you're very welcome to Drive Time.
Thank you so much.
You might begin by telling me how you first became involved in Hong Kong's pro-democracy movement.
Yeah, I was a student leader in 2014 for the non-violent civil disobedience protest umbrella movement. And I was a student leader. I represented the movement to have a dialogue with the government. And since after, I've been involved in political movement and democratic movement, fighting democracy for Hong Kong.
And how is it that you came to flee Hong Kong? Why did that happen?
Last year, when the Beijing government decided to implement the national security law, we all knew that it would curtail our freedom of speech and it will jail people just because of their different opinions. And in fact, when you're looking at its implementation over the past year, it proves that it's a speech crime. Anyone who speak out about the protest who have different opinion with the government, they're facing the risk of being arrested under the national security law just because of their expression. So, but then I decided to leave because I believe that we need a voice on the international level that could really speak up for Hong Kong people, free from the threat of the national security law.
So
I left Hong Kong around a year ago.
Sorry, Nathan, just to underline it for people, because of the national security law that was brought in, people in Hong Kong couldn't speak up against or criticize the Chinese government. Is that right?
Yes, definitely.
And you've been involved in your struggle for freedom, for how you see things and how you want democracy restored and kept in Hong Kong. You say you couldn't stay in Hong Kong and continue that struggle because of this law, so you had to flee. Is that right?
Yes. Well, I believe that we need a voice on the international level to encourage countries to take up a more assertive policy towards China and to address the human rights problem in Hong Kong. So I decided to become that voice and to be active outside of Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm. Before I come to what you're doing now and where you are now, your fellow activists who did remain in Hong Kong, where are they now?
So my fellow activist Joshua Wong, who I had been collaborating with more than 6 years and have been a good friend of mine, he is in jail and facing national security law charge because he was involved in a primary election for the pro-democracy camp. So for now, we still don't know when he could come out, same as the other dozens of arrestees with the case. And they're really facing severe political suppression.
And have you spoken with him or written to him recently?
Well, it's difficult for me to contact them because these contacts could be seen as the proof of them collaborating with me. So for now, I'm under the wanted list of the national security law. Contacting people in Hong Kong may endanger them, so I stopped doing so since I left.
Yeah, I understand. You're in the UK now, Nathan, isn't that right? And you're seeking asylum.
Yes, I'm in London, and my asylum application was approved in April.
So you have asylum in the UK, excuse me.
Yes,
What do you hope to achieve in the UK or in London? I know you want to bring it to the bring your concerns for Hong Kong to the international stage. Is that not being done already? Are administrations like the Biden administration we saw recently quite wary of China and see China as a threat? You say there's not enough attention being given on the international stage to Hong Kong's predicament. Is that right?
Well, for the past year, we've witnessed a drastic shift in terms of how we deal with China, including in the US and in the UK. Definitely, there have been a lot of awareness raising work done by us and done by a lot of different organizations. And we're really looking forward to a shift more than now, because it's, for now there are still a lot of policies that could be done to hold the Chinese government accountable, including sanctioning on Hong Kong officials, protecting the diaspora community from the harassment of the Chinese government, and also putting human rights policies in front and center of our diplomatic relations with them. So I think these are they still need to work more on these fronts, and that's the reason why we are here to do international advocacy work.
We saw last week the closure of the Hong Kong newspaper Apple Daily, and people here and in the Western world might raise an eyebrow, might be concerned as to what that means, and what you say leaves a chill. It has a chilling factor in how we view China and how it deals with Hong Kong. Have many people who are advocating pro-democracy, like yourself, have they left Hong Kong? Where are they?
Well, most of the political campaigners in Hong Kong are jailed, and the rest of them are in exile. Some of them are in Australia, in the US, in Taiwan, and in the UK. They've been actively engaging with the local government and trying to reflect what's happening in Hong Kong and take it as a reference of how China will erode our democracy and our freedoms. And that is not only our fight, but everyone's fight. So it's important that we join hands together. These democratic countries have to implement policies that could hold China accountable.
Okay, Nathan Law, we'll leave it there for the moment. Thank you very much indeed for joining us on Drive Time. That is Nathan Law, Hong Kong's youngest ever legislator and pro-democracy advocate.